This week on Minnesota Native News, more from our new podcast, Native Lights. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The hosts of Native Lights are Leah Lem and Cole Primo. They are proud members of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, musicians, and reporters for Minnesota Native News. Episode 3 of Native Lights is all about family. Leah and Cole talk about what it was like when their own family fostered Native kids. Here's a part of that conversation.
I don't know how much you remember, Cole. You were a little bit younger. I think I was in ninth grade, I want to say.
I know we brought in several foster care children into our home.
I remember it was an American Indian foster care program.
Do we know, like, why they decided to do that?
You know, I talked to both mom and dad about it. I know I asked dad, he said, ask your mom. She wanted to do, and, you know, they together wanted to do something to give back and take care of the youth and the kids that were in foster care. Because, you know, this has been an issue for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that, you know, it was kind of cool. Oh, cool. More kids to, you know, hang out with, more kids to babysit, you know.
Yeah.
Which was, I don't know, it was almost like, you know, they fit into a space that we had.
Also in episode 3 of the podcast, we meet people from every part of the foster care system. We meet an advocate for Native families who went through foster care herself and had to fight to get her own children back with her. We meet a Lakota woman who was adopted out and didn't meet her own family until she was 35. And meet Jasmine Grika, a young advocate who spent years in the foster system.
So my first home was non-Native, and it was really unfortunate because it was because they get stipends for the child or however many children they have, foster children they have. And in that situation, they were using the stipends on their own family, not me. So there would be times where, like at dinner time, a lot of times I'd be eating alone at a table, or if there was another foster kid, it'd be the foster kid table, and then the family would be sitting at another table. And there's like one memory I remember specifically where they were going to the pool, it's like a swimming pool, and I was like all ready and gonna go, but then the foster mom kind of turned to me and said, oh, you're not going, you're staying here. But they were all going to the swimming pool.
Holy smokes.
But Leah and Cole tell us that Jasmine's story took a turn when she was adopted by a couple. Jasmine's new mother had grown up in foster care too, but her roots were in White Earth. Together, she and Jasmine learned what it meant to be Indigenous.
When you have an identity to claim and a culture to claim, you become more aware of who you are. It pretty much gave me what I needed and what I wanted to be successful.
I thought it was really cool that they learned about culture and identity together.
Absolutely. That was really, really wonderful to see.
Episode 4 is about how Native people heal from trauma through cultural ways. We meet people who work with sex trafficked girls and abused women. And we introduce two of those leaders to each other. Jenny Miller works with youth at the Minneapolis YMCA, and Anishinaabe elder Eileen Houdon runs a healing drum circle. Eileen and Jenny share a remarkable personal history, as well as a lifelong commitment to help women and girls. Here's a part of their conversation. Eileen starts.
So this is one of my thoughts. I think that the juvenile justice system is filled with compassionate people. I believe the institution is so tightly structured that they're not able to change their institution. Mm-hmm. One thing I'd love to see is the opportunity for them to do that, uh-huh. because they totally get it.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I feel that same way. Let me see how many young people I can help before the system catches me.
This is why we are providing sexual assault advocacy training to community women. Because mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to tell a grandma what she can or cannot do in helping her own grandchild or great-grandchild.
Right.
She can pretty much do what she wants.
You can listen to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Native Lights. And do let us know what you think. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.